Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sheldon Bearer. I'm Sheldon Bearer here on today's show. We're going to discuss you about for 1 year. After World Commission of Inquiry, and going to discuss more about discuss about a big tariff idea fail probably soft news and cover text problem fails will cut off for my show right now. I'm gonna play Get Raised by Gracie Abrams on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
Took a sharp knife more than once or twice to the heart of this, and you threatened it metaphorically, accidentally. You called me your everything, and the pressure I have to emphasize made our roof cave in, built by idiots, still so earnestly, over carefully. Questions crept back into my head again. That's when I knew suddenly I'd be leaving, and neither of us saw it coming. If only I had good reason. You're too nice to me when I tell you things you don't wanna hear. Like I spent the year over promising, over everything. That's when I knew suddenly you'd be grieving. I'm only half sure that I mean it. If only you had good reason.
Good reason. That's when I
There was good reason by Grace Abrams on Chatterpedia on every evening. One survivor. One survivor. One survivor really calls to implement a recommendation to create an independent retreat system, Mark Mitchell. And it will probably mark one year after the independent retreat system. Well, it actually done enough to address all the survivors. Let's have a look in the video.
State Care tabled their report in Parliament. So that report had a range of recommendations for all parliamentarians to follow to ensure that we right the wrongs of the past and that abuse doesn't happen again in Aotearoa's care system. Today we are calling on parliamentarians to honour that promise to survivors and honour that promise to Aotearoa New Zealand to rid us of abuse in our care system.
You mentioned the recommendations that came out of the Royal Commission, and I think it was that used the word a fraction of those had been done. How would you rate, I guess, the response that the current government, has put in place to the Royal Commission?
So we know that this abuse and care occurred under multiple governments. And so it is beholden on all parliamentarians to ensure that all of the recommendations that the Commission put forward are implemented. Currently, we've had less than 10% of the recommendations implemented. And in fact, many of the survivors' voices have been ignored, including ensuring there's an independent redress process. So we see it beholden on all governments, not just this one, to ensure that those recommendations are implemented in full.
Yes, we heard about from Keith about the call for an independent redress system, also from the likes of Manama Davidson saying that there are more survivors who deserve redress. Do you want to take us a bit behind those conversations? Why there are calls for an independent system and whether there are survivors who are missing out on that redress that they should get?
So can you imagine a system where 6 years of testimony demonstrates that the state abused people and then that same system is then in charge of deciding who gets justice and who doesn't? So in terms of the redress system, the Royal Commission was very clear that that must be independent. And Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, sees this in keeping with international standards for how you support survivors of torture and inhuman treatment. So that's fundamentally what we're dealing with in Aotearoa New Zealand, is that children and young people were tortured and abused. They suffered cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment. So there are international standards for how you implement processes like this, and the bare minimum of those is independence from the people that were responsible for those care systems. So for us, the roadmap is really clear. It's a practical roadmap. The Royal Commission were the experts that put it together with survivors, and that's what we must see implemented.
Yeah, because she done. She claims she has been let down by Royal Commission not actually supporting her enough because personally the institutionalized care actually ruined her life anyway because she she told me told her about the she actually told about the horrendous treatment faced in daycare, but unfortunately she criticized the government by not doing enough. Not virtual system because the government could have done better to address all the systems. Labor wouldn't care because I'm allowed to get away with abuse if it happened. Allowed to get away with abuse. Actually allowed to get away with institutions that I care and probably potentially be future criminals who want to cause carnage like ramblers we had in 2022 and 2023 before the Labour government was thrown out of office because race why the last Labour government was soft on crime because Labour government always make New Zealand streets outside allowed to leave gang patches out of the street. That is why the national government has just banned gang patches so New Zealand can be a safe and more prosperous society once again, because New Zealand is actually a much better place without all the gang patches out in public, because gang patches can rot in hell. But back to one survivor, because survivor, cause the government need to have better redress system so who abuses daycare can be better addressed to help our victims and get her compensated for. Gosh, thank God I never grew up in daycare, because I actually grew up in a state house with my loving mum and dad. Because my mum and dad has not much money, my mum's actually give her least not abused by abused stuff like Alice. Right now, I'm gonna play. I kind of combine myself by Lisa, so I'm alert and Kesa on Chartopedia on every evening.
Hey, and me, it's the girl you do breakfast to dinner. Algorithm looking so insane. Is it all you do? Breakfast to dinner. Algorithm bulletproof, a break in your fingers. Thank you for the comments, it's because of all your hate. I am iconic, my mistake.
That was iconic by mistake by Lisa from Latin Kids on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. Right. The governor has fired chief for indication of new legislation of Nang's over concerns of people with stockpile supply shops and was selling stock at discounted prices. Tigers on the nitrous oxide canisters came to effect on June 5th, a day after being deceased, which is not for warmer New Zealand making. A cabinet paper on the medicine health minister Simon Bros of his wife, the rule of requiring regulations to be publicly available for 28 days before being publicly notified in the New Zealand Gazette. Further severities of risk of individuals defeated appearance of regulations by stockpile supplies of nitrous oxide or heavily discounted sales in an interim period between the regulations being gazetted and a paper set. Large canisters over 10 grams with no lawful use are now automatically chased as psychoactive substances, which Police Minister Mark Major has said will make enforcement simpler and more effective for police. Tighter import controls have also been imposed. It is unlawful to import nitrous oxide into New Zealand without a permit issued by the Director General of Health. The Ministry of Health set various serious penalties, including substantial fines and imprisonment for those prosecuted for supplying nitrous oxide for the purpose of including a psychoactive effect. For penalty on conviction is present to up to 2 years for an individual or a fine up to $500,000 for a company. When a red crack was being announced, Brown said while candidates were often marketed as cream charges, the Ministry of Health has not identified any legitimate use of them and found caterers were not using candidates of that size. The regulations are imposed again and address issues with large containers being sold as cream charges without need to prove intent. Mary said also there's no reason for dairies or face oils to be selling nitrous oxide because it's legitimate medical use as an anesthetic and pain reliever. It can also be used to back it to make ripped cream. All of this continued under the tighter regulations. Mary's Health Chief Medical Officer Joe Bourne said there are serious health impacts of misuse of nitrous oxide. Short-term effects include disease, impaired judgment, blackouts, and can be essentially dangerous if someone's driving. Well, people repeat this where serious cases of serious neurological harm, including nerve damage, that can defeat nerve and coordination. dead. It doesn't take only 6 weeks. Nisa Plako is not actually looking. Rising for Christopher Luxon. Like Crossfish said, that he is highly unlikely he will retire such a seat on Carapine last week. RSC research poll saw national slump to largest supporters. Chris Luxon became leader, heading 12.7%. But Vapaya's consensus has been below 50% in least APOS this year. Senator National MP on Tuesday, if you're not happy with another bleak result, but as if he probably wouldn't win the House of Legend on those members. We want to be high, there's no doubt that, he said, and we can very hard to do that. Ask on Tuesday about the most recent result, Deputy Leader Nicholas, and she brushed it off. Fast 1-12, there's a lot of different polls, she said. Well, where's when I say she wanted national to get me if it's possible to train him in his position in a coalition? I want to see a stronger result than that. Erica Seba said 12.7% was not good enough. We have to work harder. We have to be better. We've got to tell New Zealand it's about a positive message. She said. Ask why national continued to blow poll below 50%. Stanford asked, what's the question for voters? But for my perspective, I need to be better at communicating our message. Previous national leaders said it would be untenable to retain roles with probably the low 30s. But backbenchers is on their way in department on Tuesday, with confidence the party will be soon be on it up. And backed by Luxon to state on, we're working hard. Elections are long way, we're going to grow our party by you what? Said Northern MP Graham McCallum. North Coast MP Dan Bagwell said the only poll that mattered was 7 November election day. Luxon is the best person to be leading this country and leading national through to election and beyond. Hopefully, more MP from West Coast Tasman electorate said it was terrible for Luxon to stay up. Because he's a good PM. Takanita MP Ren Nakle was 112% sure National would return to government and Lucy Benassi Lucy to party will definitely be re-elected. Both are confident for Kev Fierce on Carapolin, Cowboys C. Luxon had full support from caucuses and believe New Zealand fellow to have a prime minister who knows what he's doing. I hope Chris Luxon can do it. Otherwise, I'm going to get back in that regular comedy and probably repeat game pitches. So game pitches can run me out of the streets once again. Because they have a risk of actually undoing our niche party progress by banning game pitches of cover public. So we want to keep our talents So I want to keep you out of pristine and white. Pristine. And it will probably drive up very much kind of fun skin at levels not seen since 2022. Go national and back for corporates. Because I've been asked to care about corporates, because I just want to tax a corporate and it makes corporate like CEOs are worse off. So CEOs and managers are actually better off under national because because they give hardly tax cuts so I can fund your wealth, property and more invested in the infrastructure. Right, I'm gonna play I'm gonna play Methamphetamine by Credit Fifth on Jadapedia on Eric Evan.
We'll be right back.
Farewell's never fair to me. I cried a fell from Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. First song, it is from 2004 album Amphetamine. First song is a combined genre of gothic, black metal and symphonic metal. Or metal. Otherwise, main credit filter will be sound purely extreme metal. That's what know what it sounds like. Thanks what happened in Trump administration at the end of the day with just 950 more to come. Here are both latest developments as the writers war on Iran to prevent Kyrgyzstan from enriching uranium. Donald Trump reported proof that the deal with Saudi Arabia to have used his broader civilian nuclear energy program in the kingdom, which includes uranium enrichment facility, U.S. officials told the Wall Street Journal. The deal which the administration plans to submit to Congress in the coming days does not include safeguards to stop materials being used for nuclear weapons programs, Reuters reports. The U.S. very well on Iran has cost the Pentagon $13.5 billion so far. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told the Senate Appropriations Committee on Tuesday. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, a yardage of a horrific genocide against the Palestinian people. New York Mayor Sarah Madami said in a video statement which he called a national criminal court a warrant for Israel Prime Minister arrest just for an attempt because that he lacked legal authority to enforce it. Donald Trump announced a new package of tariffs on Tuesday, first time on generic drugs made overseas to begin in 2028. The Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday advised the nomination of Jay Carter to serve as U.S. Intelligence Director despite criticism from Democrats. The Trump administration pours more than $1 billion in Medicaid funding to California and Minnesota. Tuesday's been run by elected Democrats, citing suspects fraud and incompetence. And I got Dave Dibber. Donald Trump announced a new package of deals on Tuesday, first time on generic drugs made overseas to begin in 2028. Announcement on social media posts came just 3 months after the president announced the proclamation saying that generic pharmaceuticals are not subject to tariffs first time. But the decision will be reassessed in 1 year. Trump's latest his spending refusal on tariff policy means he said that generics will continue to be imported tariff-free until 1st of August 2020 when 100% tariff will be imposed for a 1 year period of time and 200% thereafter. Because of a policy, Trump said was to Corey's Trust Magazine building plans in the United States. Trump did not say what really got off ID. He was claiming to impose future tariffs on generic drugs, but they gave a projected charge tariff which he would come and feed on August 2029, 6.5 months after the end of his final term. Right. Britain just had this new seven prime minister as he replaces Keir Starmer after 20 poor results after his landslide victory in 2024. Keir Starmer was promised Britain charge, but voters felt angered as he makes U-turns, breaking all promise and failing to grow the economy. You know what New Zealand's labour is like. He has quickly become unpopular leader, leadership crisis. I think Keir Starmer's actually got to resign for parliament and trigger a by-election. Shortly after Andy Bannon telephoned a member of Keir Starmer's allies to sack them from a candidate on Monday afternoon, John Hare received a signal to head to Number 10, wearing a suit and one of his many red ties. Former Defence Secretary left parliament alone via back entrance next to a pub. I'm on my way to a meeting, he said with a sly smirk as he marched down Whitehall. His imminent appointment as Chancellor was a surprise to him, to his Labour colleagues and to the British public. It was a consequential moment along the face of announcements from new Prime Minister, including today's cut in third on energy bills. They demonstrate new governors intended to move at brand new speed, at least for now. Fucking serious support for Texas had been questioning its funding. Various he has weakened Keir Starmer's grip on Dutch by quitting as Defence Secretary in a row over military spending. Soon, here we background a candidate with other two others who resignations also damaged Starmer, new Defence Secretary restraining and new Energy Secretary Meta Fabula with a wonderful rebellion and has his best parts of office possibly, but also by the senior skill operators take on complex roles. Visitor John here questioned.
I think this might mean that you could be the Chancellor, maybe Deputy Prime Minister?
Do you know, everything like that is entirely for the Prime Minister. Just now, I'm on my way to a meeting and look forward to seeing you later.
And how are you feeling? What's the emotion, Mr. Healy?
We're all determined to make this work for the country, for the Labour Party, and everybody will pull together to back Candy Burnham.
So it is elevated to the second and most important job. The government has delighted senior figures in the military defence who relieved to have someone in the Treasury who's committed to increasing military spending. As Brad for a student insider, if the same MID source also relieved Healy is not returning, they'll be treating him coming up, face it. He's a difficult person. Even some senior conservatives think Healy's appointment and it just was clever for a number of reasons. Except one former Tory cabinet minister, he's not Ed Miliband, he's harder attack and he's a Treasury literate. He received his semester on the Department for 5 years during Tony Blair's premiership. Benham Ally and Elise Midgley has a difficult task of trying to keep Labour MPs, including secular ministers, loyal to the government. Former Chief Secretary to the Prime Minister Darren Jones publicised that Benham's energy bills policy are saying will not all play nice. One Labour MP claims that sacked by Benham can be divided into three groups. some range because of the politics. Others were good and fair. Others dislike the primary Labour Party. Said the MP, but how does this? Many Reds Minister are talking about prospect of Britain taking advantage of possible bounds and independent polls and calling a snap general election. Nash Rush wants one and argues it's necessary since Britain has no mandate. By the way, former leader both facing a by-election and question of his finances, some decided why if Britain moves too fast and Farage could miss his one great chance to become Prime Minister, really worried about a snap election, said Reform source grinning. First of all, calling a snap election. Across all parties, the West Minster plans are being put in place in case a snap contest was called. We start preparing, said a senior Liberal Democrat aide. Bennett also been roared heading to the polls. I will certainly anger some Labour members who could lose their seats. Yet the court offer new PM an opportunity to get a fresh mandate for more radical policy as well secures position for a 4 or 5 year term. There's an economic pain coming down on the horizon, says the former Conservative Cabinet Minister and health has been and gets ahead of the heat by the choice between going for election and the third decline as we saw with Gordon Brown. Far former P was dubbed Father Brown in 2007 after considering going to post before deciding against it. Yet Brown got to moment with a mixture of patience, caution, guile, and luthlessness, where Spooner's speedy race was lodging due to one major electric gamble. Who's in an anti-Spooner candidate? Are the resignation of Keir Starmer, Eddie Berman, a Prime Minister, John Hughes, a Chancellor, Louise Hay, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, Emil Brand, Foreign Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, Home Secretary, Westreating the Victory, Evie Cooper, Health Secretary, Lucy Powell, Education Secretary, Pema Fedden, Works and Pensions Secretary, Israel, Health Secretary, Sean Rivers, Secretary, Bridget Felsen, Equities Minister, Lisa Nandy, Culture Secretary, Yetta Van Bulla, Energy Secretary, Alex Norris, Justice Secretary, Heidi Alexander, Transport Secretary, Ashley Eagle, Environment Secretary, Chris Bryant, Secretary of Northern Ireland, Chris Alexander, Secretary of Scotland, Stephen Kinnock, Secretary of State of for Wales, Emily Reynolds, Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Alice Mitry, Chief Whip, Eloise, Attorney General, Alan Campbell, Leader of the Commons, Barry Smith of Bowsden, Leader of Wards, Hamish Falconer, Minister of Intergovernmental Relations, Candice Gundarain, Minister of Artificial Intelligence, and Matthew Pennycock, who's going to be our British Housing Minister. Why now I'm going to play Nick Song, Wishes. It is Hips and Face by Cersei and Alice Rose on Shutterpedia on Era FM. We'll be right back.
baby, uh-huh.
Fails helps CR5 by safety and allows rights on Jadapedia on our EV. Right, I'm going to tell you for a quick top 10 of I'm going to tell you for Australia's safest city are Wollongong, New South Wales, North Wales, residential farmers and relax. So, Mamanai, Newcastle, New South Wales, over state security with fraud to follow average fine crime rates. Murray Goggles, Queen's Severe Security, during Dairy House, Food Tours, advice to be vigilant against opportunity of prior crime and risk of cow punch, which can be fatal. Must even have Victoria, one of the safest major cities, with top marks in infrastructure, security, healthcare, Mass 6, Perth, Dairy 8, with high safe alcohol. Overall, with catch reports of property and aggravated crime, Moses struggles to specific areas. Manfred Prison, Queensland, low-rise of fire crimes, Manfred, Sydney, New South Wales, ranks high, one of the safest major cities in the world for travelers in it, and with suburbs are especially secure. Manfred Harbour, Tasmania, features here low levels of fire crime and strong sense of community safety owing to a smaller population. No, the area South Australia, known for expectation work was safe during pub trips on night, commuting Marble 1, Canberra, ACT. Where there is an absolute safe city in Australia, has a healthcare score, naturally acquired, road, planned road, and virgin access and crime against tourists. I'm going to tell you something about divorce. The fact of the day is, there are hundreds of divorces in every hour in the US. Well, the final song I'll be playing for today is Victor by Exponent.
She gets glances since they first greeted. Salutations that can't be repeated. She's become a social institution. Prepares to pray like an execution. Victoria, what do you want from him? Want from him? Victoria, what do you see in him? See in him? She's up in time to watch the soap opera with Cosmopolitan and Alvin Toffler, meeting in the places that she's never been to. She's got a mind, but it's the clothes they see through. Victoria, what do you want from him? Want from him? Victoria, what do you see in him? Caesar is money. Laughs at his lines that aren't even funny. She's in bed but she's not sleeping. Is he a customer that's really looking? As romance blooming,
Sundays off for washing and doing the hoovering, talking to her friends on the telephone. Another chef rings up who won't hear a word. Victoria, what do you want from here?
Well, 625 does find such a video on FM because it features broadcast center in the broadcast exhibition like this by being born in Canada, which has a writer accent. Kiwi as well. First of all, shout out to Peter. I'll see you next Friday. This is shout out to Peter on Arrow FM.